Here it is. Your intro.
Who's the best show here?
That show!
Who's the best show here?
That show!
All right, good. That's the best one yet.
I am short.
Pizza, pizza.
P.O. Showtime!
Just swinging in the breeze.
When you were making egg foo young in the kitchen, I was in the dining room having sushi.
It's a little thing tech show, and that's fact. If you don't like the cast, you can stick it up your ass. Ain't no funny duddies that are like it bad. For the streaming, go direct to DLNTS.org. And the IC challenge, Linux.net. Bound tech show. Just sit right there, cause the calendar's just about to begin.
Welcome to episode 996 of the Links Link Tech Show. On the show tonight, we have Pat.
Man, they really need to do away with this daylight savings thing.
Yeah, I hear you. We have Joe.
I agree.
And we have Joel. Sorry for the out of order, Joel.
Good morning. It's all right.
Good morning.
I'm on day. I said good evening, but I've been to the gym 16 days in a row. Woohoo!
All right, good for you, Joel. Good for you. Hey, I really wanted to talk about this new device I got, and
Did you finally get a new laptop?
No. Yeah, I wish. No, it makes me wanna get a new laptop, but no. I did get a negative scanner. It is a. I did some reading on the reviews and stuff like trying to get like legitimate reviews is kind of a pain in the ass anymore, because you want to look up a device and look at the reviews for it. It's usually you're either going to get like PC Magazine's website where they review like 20 different devices for that year and what ranks as the best, and not necessarily you're going to get a decent review of the device that you're looking for. It is up in the air. Or there's aggregate sites that essentially collect the reviews from Amazon's page where they're selling the device, and they aggregate like the reviews there and how many said were good and how many said were bad, and it's just like a terrible scraping, and I hate it. Well, anyway, I got a Magnasonic all-in-one 22 megapixel film scanner with HDMI. It was It was in the middle. It was 129, I think it was 129. The next up was I can't remember what the brand was, but it was like $176. Then you're getting into like the full fledged flatbed scanners with negatives and automation and stuff like that. Automatic feed through for like $200+. I wasn't sure how the quality of the negatives I have. But this seemed to be fairly well rated. And when I read the reviews on other websites, they said it was a decent thing. The only issues seemed to be cropping up were that getting it to center the negative properly might be a little challenging, and I'll explain why in a minute. But basically what it is this, it's just a little device here that has an LCD screen at the top, and you have different trays that you can plug in, you know, slide into the slot. There's 35 millimeter negatives. There's 110. There's slides. There's an adapter for different size slides that you can put in there. So you grab the adapter. I started with 35 millimeter, and you put your film in there. And what I found to be a little bit tricky was once you put the film the negative in there, you turn it on and it'll show the image on the screen, and then you could press the button to capture it if you like when you have it situated. So you kind of have to manually adjust the slide or the negative right to left to make sure you get the full image and it's not like cut off a little bit, like a millimeter or two on primarily on the left, especially if it's the first image on the negative. If there's not a lot of space, what can happen is it doesn't hold the negative completely flat and tight when you put it into the adapter. It's so that you could like slide it through to the next image on this negative, and then like that. So if the negative buckles just a little bit, it can make it hard to completely slide it through. So you end up in that situation if it's like the first negative or the leftmost negative on there. And I would assume that this happens with the rightmost negative too. If you pull it so that the edge comes out into the window area, then trying to push it back, you may end up, especially if the negative bends a little bit, pushing up against it. Doesn't go into the slot, you know what I mean? It gets a little stuck. So I had that happen a few times, but it wasn't that bad. But I did manage to grab a couple of slides, pull a couple of images off the slides. It has internal storage on there. There was like the really cheap ones like this, you can put your cell phone in there and use that. It just holds your cell phone above the negative and uses your cell phone's camera. Like I really thought that is probably not the way to go for what I'm trying to get here. But you capture the image. It's got 128 megabytes storage on there, internal storage. You could plug an SD card into it. It's standard devices nowadays. It's powered with a USB cable. It comes with a wall wart that you could just plug it into an outlet, but I also found that you could just plug it directly into your laptop and it works fine too. It's recognized as a mass storage device. So that's good. So if you could just capture it. I didn't try to see if it's recognized as a scanner. I kind of doubt it is, but it really doesn't matter because you just open up the storage and your images that you've scanned in are right there. And they look great. They look great. I was very impressed. I'm happy with it so far. So finally be able to get the wedding pictures that we've had for decades now, Joel. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Finally get those into an electronic format and probably get them printed out into an album at some point in the next month or two. But it's decent. It was $126. You can have put in an SD card in here, and it will write the images to the SD card. Yeah,
that's kind of nice.
Yeah, but like I said, it has internal storage on there. You could transfer the files that are in there to the SD card if you wanted to put it in there, or you can grab them right from your computer. It's pretty cool. I plan to be scanning a bunch of negatives and a bunch of slides in the very near future. Now, what really like frosted my ferret about this and did not make me very happy is the fact that I am now trying to figure out why on Ubuntu right now, devices, USBs, plugs, stuff I plug in is not automatically mounting. It worked perfectly fine when I first got this set up, like a week and a half ago, and I was able to transfer files from the old disk that I had from an external hard drive adapter It would come in and pop up right there in Nautilus, auto mount, and be able to be usable. Ever since I started messing around with other desktops, Ice Window Manager, it wasn't working. KDE, it wasn't working. In fact, I did do an update yesterday, and I didn't reboot, so USB wasn't being recognized at all. And right before the show, I had to reboot, and so my microphone's working. I know it's recognizing the device, the mass storage device, and it recognizes the partitions. For some reason, it's just not auto-mounting them. And it's kind of a pain in the ass, I find, with that, because on my Arch systems, I've gotten really accustomed, and I use this on Slackware too. I got really accustomed to using P-Mount because a lot of the older window managers, they don't necessarily start up all the things that are required for auto mounting if you're using an application in there like Dolphin or Nautilus. Or just auto mounting in general. So
KDE doesn't do that.
It's supposed to, right?
Okay.
But I'm trying. I got to figure out what I'm missing here. Like it did it in GNOME or Unity GNOME, whatever it was. But when I was mucking around with this 2 days ago, I did reboot or I did log out and back in under GNOME, and it wasn't recognizing it, any of the storage I was putting in there. Now, I didn't restart my machine at that point. I did have to restart, like I said, today. So it's possible that I could have had some kind of update come in that time. And if there's like a kernel update that happens and modules get updated and stuff like that, there is a tendency for... I found for stuff, especially plugged in USB devices, to not really work until you reboot and you're using that new kernel and the new modules, so everything kind of meshes together. So right now, I believe it has something to do with the fuser system, F-user system or whatever. Something is missing in there that's not running right, and it's quite possible that it was something that was established under the GNOME display manager or whatever the default display manager is in Ubuntu. And I'm talking about the display manager that controls that whole aspect of logging in and starting your preferred desktop session. So there's a couple of different ones like GDM and KDM and a few others that might have got switched, and there might be something else that needs to be enabled with that or started with it. I've had that issue in the past. Anyway, that's just my complaint there. I'll eventually figure it out, but I really wish it would have just taking care of it by itself. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. That's for sure.
But anyway, that's it. It's really nice, and I'll report back on that. Now, if you want, I could tell you about the big purchase that happened.
Uh-oh.
And
replace your Fit.
What?
You replace your Honda.
No. You know what? It was about that level of bigness.
Uh-oh.
But so Paige has her own house now. She's actually just renting a house right now. But it is a house. It's nice. And she was furnishing it because she's working her ass off.
Right.
And so she was furnishing it. And I had mentioned to my wife, I said, you know, we could give her our bed and mattress and just buy a new one. And then she really took that idea and ran with it. So This was back in like January. So we went looking around. We went out to, you know, Mattress Firm and a couple of places, and we tested a bunch of beds, and we really liked the purple hybrid 4.
Okay. It's sad how expensive beds have gotten, though, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
They've always been expensive.
Yeah, so...
No, not this expensive, but yeah, I mean, they've always been,
inflation,
you know, multi-hundred.
Being what it is, yeah, they've right. always been really expensive.
Right, yeah, but so, now you're going to spend $2,000 easy for a nicer bed, so...
Well, that's the thing. Like, we had, like, a under $100 frame that we just put together ourselves with a Amazon memory foam mattress on it that was like, I think, $200 maybe. Right. So like, I think our bed that we've been sleeping on for the past almost decade is about $300 to $400. Now, yeah. My wife, because she does a lot of work in bed at times at night, with having to do schoolwork, she kind of liked the idea of having the adjustable frame.
Mm-hmm.
So, all total, it came out to be about close to $5,000.
Yeah, about what I would figure, yeah.
Right? And if we would have bought it online, it really wasn't that much of a difference as opposed to just buying it straight through Mattress Firm. And the salesperson was really cool and helped us out a lot and really went out of her way. So I was like, you know, I would really like her to get the commission. And, you know, it was a wonderful experience. We settled on it, and they're like, okay, I think this was on a, I'm going to say it was a Monday night. And we went back in after we did everything, went back in and said, yeah, this is what we're going to do. And they're like, okay. They scheduled it to order. It was going to come out on, I believe it was a Wednesday. I think it was Wednesday. No, it was Friday. It was going to be coming out. It was going to be delivered Friday morning. And what we had to do is clean up the bedroom, get the old bed taken apart, get everything. And they said, do not take the mattress outside. If you take the mattress outside, they will not take the mattress away.
Like, okay.
Once it goes outside, they will not take it. So I dragged, you know, this, everybody went off to school. Everybody went off to work. They were coming at between 10:30 and 12 in the morning, and I dragged the mattress downstairs, had it all ready to go for when they came out. Everything was cleaned up. 10:30, like right on the nose, knock on the door, and I open the door and the guy's there. I'm like, oh man, we just could not wait. We were so excited. And the guy's like, got some bad news. The mattress has a hole in it. And he's like, when it was delivered, when we got it from the warehouse, when it was delivered from the warehouse in Maryland down here this morning, when they picked it up, they noticed that there was a hole in it. He came out and he showed me in the thing. It was like, sure enough, there's like this big ass hole in it. Right. And he's like, I don't know what you want to do. I'm like, well, what can I do? And he's like, if I was you, I would decline the delivery. And then let them know, and then they'll resend
another
mattress,
one out.
Right?
Right.
And I'm like, all right. I'm like, okay. I said, what do I need to do? He's like, well, we're going to go back and log this in when we're done for the day. You know, I'll just call the place where you ordered it from and explain the situation. It's going to be, you know, once we get it logged into the system like that, it'll show up in their system, and they could just reschedule and everything and send out a new one. And so this is when all the problems started, right? This was starting to become a fiasco.
Oh boy.
Like, everything would, if there was no hole in this thing, it would have just run perfectly, almost perfectly. So I called, like, as soon as like the guy left, like was in the process of leaving, I called the place and I explained the situation. And they're like, okay, yeah, we're going to reschedule, but we can't do it until they log it into their system. And it usually takes 2 to 3 days for that to come into our system. So I'm like, okay, so what you're saying is it's not going to show up into your system until Sunday. So I have to call back on Sunday to get it rescheduled for next week. He's like, yeah, that's what you're going to have to do. All right, whatever. So I had to drag the mattress back upstairs, and now we're sleeping on the floor, mattress on the floor, because I'm not going to put the bed frame back together. And Sunday we call up. My wife did. And they're like, oh, yeah, yeah, it's in the system. We'll get it rescheduled. And this time is coming out on Tuesday. It'll be Wednesday. So you'll get a call Tuesday night. It'll be on Wednesday. And so Tuesday night, I'm out with my daughter at the pool swimming. And my wife was going to meet us. And I think that was because it was my daughter's birthday. I remember now. It was Lillian's birthday, and we were going to go out to dinner after she had swimming. And my wife didn't get a phone call from to confirm the delivery. So she stopped at the place, and sure enough, the person forgot, like, wrote everything down but forgot to put it in the system. So that night, the lady put in, she's like, really apologize. She put it in the system. She's like, okay, the earliest I can get it is Friday. So my wife's like, that's fine, whatever. Friday's great. So now we're back to another Friday again. And no, it wasn't Friday. I'm sorry, it was Thursday. So Wednesday night, they called us. They said it's going to be delivered Thursday in the evening. Somewhere between 5 and 7 o'clock.
They must have put a rush on it then, huh?
Yeah, well, you know what? That's the thing. So I wasn't there. Like, so then right. I had to drag the mattress back down that before I took Lily off to swimming. So my wife was swimming. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my wife was talking to my wife, and she's like, yeah, they're here. They're putting it together. Everything looks good. Everything was fine. And they're walking out, the, you know, and then she's like, walking out the door, and she's like, aren't you going to take the old mattress? And they're like, right, it has a stain on it, and therefore we can't take it. And then they left. So we were like, what the fuck, man? Like,
yeah,
we paid for the, like,
removal, right?
The removal and everything, but they didn't take it. Which was kind of disappointing, but whatever. So the mattress sat in our room until this past weekend. The cats loved it. They had a place to perch up there and hang out, because it was
did,
just like
did you get a refund for them not taking it?
No, we didn't pursue that yet. Well, my wife didn't pursue it. We didn't pursue it.
Right. So, I'm sure it was only like a $25 fee or something.
It wasn't that much. And
right.
So we took the mattress over and gave it to Paige. Like, I wanted to give it to her originally, but she was just going to buy a mattress or something. We gave her a frame, but we gave her a mattress now too. And then the cats got a... My wife felt guilty about taking away their
they got a cat
beloved
tree.
Spot. No, they got a... No, we have two of those, but they got a window seat now. My wife bought a window seat for them, so it's just like they could sit in the window. It suction cups onto the window, and they could look out. So now they're happy. But the bed is freaking wonderful.
Yeah, so you got like a really nice one with the elevator and all that stuff. So yeah.
Yeah, we love the bed.
You know what though? If you ever do go get a house, like one of you're renting the one you're in, right?
Yeah, because we can't buy
it.
They won't sell it.
Whenever you decide to finally do get a house, moving that thing is going to be a bitch.
Yeah, I know. I'm prepared for that. But it's guys, so nice, man. I don't feel like I've been beaten up when I go to get up in the morning. It's very comfortable. Now, what I don't necessarily like, it's so comfortable. But, like, I go to sleep about an hour or so before my wife, and I like to sleep on my side.
Yeah.
So if she's up and doing work or something and she's got the bed up, it's hard for me to sleep on the side. It feels really uncomfortable. So I have to sleep on my back until she puts the bed down.
I imagine it would.
Yep.
But anyway, that's the way it is. I love it. She loves it.
No, add a CPAP machine to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I tell you one thing, like so we went with the Sleep Number, and we probably will again because we like it a lot. But I think the next time we're gonna go with a king, because now that we have this new house, our bedroom is huge compared to any bedroom we've ever had. So we're gonna go all out and get a king size one, even though we're comfortable on a queen. But why not? You know, that'll probably be the last bed I ever have to buy, probably, because our queen.
You were still talking there for a minute. I didn't hear anything. Was that just on my end where it cut out?
It must have been, because I heard everything Joel said.
Okay.
It might have been my end.
Okay. But I do love the Sleep Number beds, which technically they're really a really nice inflatable bed is what they really are. But it's comfortable.
Different firmnesses.
Yep. I'm like pretty firm, and my wife's like squishy. Like, wait, I can't sleep on her side. Never. You know. Not without blowing it up. So like if she's not sleeping here, like if she's at the sleep doctor's getting a sleep study redone, you know, I will puff her side up to the same as mine and then spread all the way out because I can't, you know?
And but, it just seems so, like, weird to me, like, not sleeping on your side of the bed.
Well, actually, yeah, you're right. I end up sleeping mostly on my side of the bed when those nights happen, which isn't often, so. But now my wife, she's the exact opposite.
Yeah, you know. No, I know. If I'm not there, my wife will definitely spread out and take over the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
And me, it doesn't help that I have a CPAP machine, and it only reaches to, you know, certain points, so I'm going to try and lay in the same position every time.
Yeah, I do like to have, like a third pillow. Like, I have, like, three pillows. But you know, having a good bed, though... Dan, you can attest, now that you have a really good bed, you're like sleeping better, you feel better. Yeah.
Yeah, now I will also add, Joel, because you brought this up, and I didn't mention this. Our previous bed was a queen, and we got a king size bed.
Right. Oh, there
and,
you go.
Wow, man, it is something, man. It's a big difference.
Yep.
Yeah, got a California king.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Yep. And I think the ones, like, if we get a king, I think we'll probably, at a minimum, because the Sleep Number ones, they'll make it so that you can elevate your head, and that's what we have. We don't have the feet part. Because it was like, it would have been like close to 8, I think.
Have extra pillows.
Yeah.
They come up behind me.
Yeah. I mean, the feet part, I don't really need to be let up. There's a reason we went for the elevator one. It's better for when you are afflicted with sleep apnea, and we both have it. So,
age. Don't forget old age. You got that, too. It's
getting old. I'll only be 52 next month. So, but yeah, it's worth spending the money on the bed. You can't, like, the first bed that we had as a married couple was my water bed, which back when I had it was just fine, but not very long after.
Sprung a leak.
No, it never really. We never had the problem with it springing a leak, and we moved it at least 3 times. So, well, let's see, wait, once, twice, Yeah, three times. We never moved to the old house. All right. But the problem in the part, you know, of heating the water was nice because you could raise the temperature in the winter, so the bed was really warm in the winter. And in the summer, you would lower it down so that it would stay cooler. But the problem is it kills your back. You know, it's really comfortable, like, if you're just laying in it. But if you sleep in it, and you sleep in it for years and years, it really impacts your back. Waterbeds are not good for your back.
Nope.
So then we bought the cheap bed that we had.
Fill them up to the point where they're about ready to explode. They don't provide any support.
Nope. But the cheap bed we had for almost 20 years when we got the other one, and then we moved that, our sleepover bed, we moved it three times? Yeah. From the house to the apartment to storage to here. So it's still in decent shape. The frame looks good. The only thing I wish we would have bought, which is god-awful expensive, is a headboard. So we don't have a headboard on ours, but because they wanted like $2,000 just for a headboard for it that was designed to work with it. I'm not kidding. I wish I was. But yeah, we'll have to do that. We're probably looking at I would say at least another 4 years with the one we have now, because that would make it close to 10. So, it's still doing good. Keeps track of your sleep, all that stuff. I think next time too, they have you can put like a temperature control layer on it, so you can set the temperature of how warm you want the bed on the sleep number bed. That would be nice. But not important, but beds are getting high tech, so like mine has Wi-Fi, so but that the nice thing is though, we usually ever have to order one remote with the bed, because I just use my phone to puff it up and puff it down if I need to, and I'll do that on occasion just anyway. Like if I'm gonna sit on the side of the bed for a while, I'll air it up to 100%. So, but I can't recommend. You know, that's a great bed. There are others. The Nectar and Purple, I've heard good things about. So. We shall see what we're not going to switch away, but other folks might. So,
oh yeah, it was so like the purple we have, the purple hybrid. It's got like 4 inches mm-hmm. of the purple, and then it's got its coils in there. Like, oh, it's so good. It's so comfortable.
It's now the beds you have at home are better than the hotel beds for sure. Almost.
Oh, I mean, absolutely.
I've been to hotels where they've had really nice beds and slept well on them, but most of them don't hold a candle to what I have. It's like, so like when we
Joel
slept
talking about that time he stole a mattress from a what was it, Motel 6?
I never would have. That's yeah. Yeah,
maybe if you're wearing a hazmat suit.
Yeah, I don't even want to bring in one of those UV lights in, because you know hotel beds are usually disgusting. So, like worse than the little stain on Dan's bed on Dan's mattress that they wouldn't take. See, well, here's the thing I'm wondering about that, Dan, is they were just gonna take it and toss it. So why does it matter?
Dude, I have
here's
no
the
idea.
Other, here's the other thing. You're paying them for the disposal of a mattress, but they expect the mattress to be pristine?
Right? Yeah.
If it was pristine, you wouldn't be getting rid of it and getting a new one.
Dude, well, I agree with you. Yeah. I don't know what the problem was.
Yeah.
They didn't want to do the damn work. That was a problem.
Yeah. Well, or it's like when we ordered our washer and dryer that we have currently.
They wanted it to be your fault that they didn't do the work.
My favorite there was we got a match set at Lowe's, right? You know, so they're both the same color, same brand, all that stuff, you know? Then on delivery day, they bring in the dryer. I'm like, that's the wrong color. That's the wrong brand. They brought me a Samsung dryer, and I'm like,
else's dryer.
Yeah, and this is after they took our old washer and dryer out and put it on the truck, and I'm like, you guys gonna fix this? He's like, yeah, you can keep this. We'll take it when we get the right one. And I'm like, okay. So that's what they didn't fix it, but I'm like, because I won't buy. Well, I won't buy Samsung. LG might be on my list of not buys.
Oh, they didn't actually bring you the correct one? They just left it?
Yeah, they left the other one. So we got to use the Samsung dryer for a little bit. But, you know, it only took them about a week to fix it. So, you know. But, yeah, and I'm like, what? Who would order a white dryer in a gray washer? You know, I guess somebody might if they're really broke. But I'm not really broke. You know, but it's like, did you guys not read the order sheet? I can literally go pull up. In fact, that's actually the nice thing about Lowe's is I can log into their website and I can go back and tell you exactly when we bought that washer and dryer.
Did they speak English?
They did. It's like the other ones, like IKEA delivery is. Can be spotty too. They never deliver the wrong thing though. So, and they would only, you know, deliver it right inside my door. I'm like, can you carry it upstairs? Nah, you're gonna have to do that. And I'm like, okay. Which means I broke the boxes open downstairs and carried all the pieces upstairs when I bought some cabinets for up here. But I bought a cheap little desk on Amazon for $40, and it's got a metal frame on it and went together really nicely, and I like it. It's what I use for when I record the arcade podcast. So, but which is now on Spotify for podcasters. Same place. Anchor was just bought by Spotify, and they just renamed it. But oh Lord,
guy's gonna make some corned beef.
Corned beef. I might not make any, but I might order some if I can get corned beef sandwich from someone. Cause I'm the only one that likes it. My wife's like, corned beef is disgusting. I'm like, hey, at least it's not Hidden Valley Ranch ice cream, which is a thing now, sadly.
Oh, that's gross.
Oh, I know.
Sounds disgusting.
I know. It's that Van Leeuwen.
Let's make fucking blue cheese fucking ice pops.
Yeah. No, thank you.
I love blue cheese, but that sounds fucking disgusting.
I do, too. I like blue cheese and I like feta. I mean, yeah, they're stinky, sharp cheeses, but I love both of them. I need to get some when I go to the store this week and put that on some of my salads. But yeah, there's that one, and then do you hear about BW3s getting sued because their boneless wings aren't really wings?
Yeah, I saw that.
What is it? The scrap meat ground up?
No, it's actually it's a white chicken.
People evidently thought that they were wings, that it had the bones removed, and not actually like chicken nuggets with sauce on them. And if they had known, they wouldn't have purchased them, which caused them financial hardship. So that's the most bullshit ass lawsuit I've heard. They're suing for the sake of suing and hoping to make a buck.
That's what they're doing.
To what?
Yep. So now boneless wings will be called saucy nugs. No, that's me saying what they should do. But it is
the epitome of a frivolous freaking lawsuit.
Oh, it totally is. Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, you know, okay, you just freaking figured it out, right? I'm like, because I like boneless wings. I know they're not wing meat. Almost everybody I know knows they're not wing meat.
People do know that buffaloes don't have wings, right? Because that'll be the next thing.
That too, right?
They're called buffalo wings. We assume that they were the wings of buffaloes, and that's why we ordered them.
Buffalo is delicious, I'll say.
Really?
I've had buffalo.
Well, yeah, I've had buffalo too, but that's you know, not the point there.
True. But yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, it's just the dumbest thing I've ever read. That one and another something else that was dumb this week I saw. Too much stupidity this week for me to go into all of it, though, because there was a ton of it. I did go get to see the Creed 3 this weekend with my father-in-law and my brothers-in-law.
John Wick coming out?
That's a good question. I never watched the first one.
Ant-Man's out.
I did watch Doctor Strange in the Multiverse movie, that one.
Okay, did you watch Everything Everywhere All at Once?
No. I've seen that. I've seen both of them. I've seen Ant-Man, too.
What do you think of Ant-Man? I haven't watched it yet.
I enjoyed it very much. I know a lot of people complained about it, but it was like a comic book movie. It was really very comic booky. So I went in there with that attitude, and I enjoyed myself. I had a good time.
I'm still trying to figure out why they thought the Multiverse of Madness was... A lot of people didn't like it for some reason. Or thought it had too much horror in it.
I loved it. Yeah, it was more horror focused than the other Marvel movies.
It was also more understandable if you had watched the television shows.
WandaVision, yeah.
Well, not just WandaVision, but also What If.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's the one multiverse that had the... What was her name? Captain... UK?
Right, Captain Carter. And the evil Doctor Strange.
Right.
One that absorbed all those different creatures. So I don't know if that played a part of it. Some people just didn't understand those sections because they hadn't seen...
Right.
The tie-ins.
I'd say you don't have to watch all of WandaVision to get it. You know, if you watched enough of it, like I watched maybe two episodes, that was enough for me. And I connected it.
But you got to watch multiple episodes of the What If stuff.
Yeah, I know some of that. I didn't really need to do that because I'm figuring, hey, it's just another universe. And then, yeah, it might be different.
Definitely some Loki tie in there too.
Yeah, but you know, it wasn't horrible. I thought it was pretty good.
But I think you get more Loki tie in with the Quantum Realm stuff.
Yeah,
because of Kang. But I haven't watched Ant-Man yet.
Well, the question is will America Chavez get her own movie? Probably not, but.
Well, I'm wondering when they're basically going to get rid of everybody, because, you know, there's already reports of people getting, you know, completely burnt out on Marvel movies in general.
Well, this is true.
So I don't know if they're going to burn everything down and restart it. I know DC's basically having to burn everything down and start over.
Yep.
Again.
Do you guys see the History of the World series?
No, but I'm wanting to. Did you watch it yet?
Yeah, I watched it.
How is it?
It has its moments. Some things are funny, some not as much. The funniest thing was they do a spoof of The Beatles Get Back with Jesus and
the
disciples.
I've seen like little clips of pieces. I didn't want to watch too much.
Yeah, Mel Brooks is not in it. He does like some narrations, you know? That's about right. It. I mean, the dude's like 100 years old.
Yeah.
There.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I am all caught up as of this morning on The Mandalorian, including today's episode. Today's episode.
I have not.
Don't spoil it.
I won't. It's good.
Is it?
I think so.
I found the writing on that show like really fucking bad.
You're not thinking of Boba Fett.
No, I'm thinking. Did you watch episode 2?
Yes,
I did.
Yep.
All right, so I'm not going to spoil anything for anybody, but I'm like,
no,
I'm
like, not in the show.
It felt like I was and I enjoyed it for this aspect. I felt like I was a kid again, and I was just dumping shit out of my toy box. And I'm like, all right, the rebels are going to be attacked by what else do we have? Oh, here's Dungeons and Dragons characters. Let's throw a dragon in there.
Beast.
You know, it's just like a mismatch of a bunch of shit that they just throw in there. I thought the whole point of him trying to revive IG-88 was that he was going to go to Mandalore, and he needed somebody to watch his back. So
that
he's not
trust.
Yeah. Right. So what happened? And not only that, I'm like
R5D4.
I'm not only that. I'm like, dude. Like Mandalore is like, here's the planet he's been hanging out on. Here's the planet with Bo-Katan. Is that her name?
Right. Yeah. Yes.
Bo-Katan hanging out. I guess she's the only one on the planet, right? And then here's Mandalore. Like it's just a little triangle. And nobody, like, they're like, they made
nobody
it sound like...
Nobody goes to Mandalore to check and see if it's still toxic?
Made it sound like it was completely uninhabitable. It was toxic and poisonous. And he just flies down there, and it's perfectly fine. And then Grogu goes back to get Bo-Katan, and she's like, not even surprised that he's there, and everything seems to be fine. She's like, and doesn't get any other help, and... Why is that thing down there that caught him? It seems completely impractical if nobody's running around. Not to mention all the Sid and Marty Krofft rejects that were running around on that planet to begin with. I mean,
the cave trolls.
Yeah. Oh my god! Like,
yeah, well, they were droids, though, weren't they? They looked like droids to me.
There was that one thing that was using like a robot shell or something.
Yeah, like why was that there?
Everything else looked like cave trolls.
Right. Yeah, but why was that? Why was that there? Like, it seems like if that was like the Empire had that to capture Mandalorians as a trap. I'm like, that's great if you're going up against one. But it's impractical if you're going up against like a squad of them. And then why is that down there? And it looks like it needed to eat, but yet it's been down there for how long? And I thought this place was bombed out for like centuries, but it's only been like 20, 30 years, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't that long. You know,
it's only been like a generation.
But still, nobody bothered to look.
and see whether they can go there? Yeah. It's so important to them.
The thing is, though, and I think you may have made. Well, I'll say I miss comics too, because I think some of the Mandalore stuff was in the Clone Wars animation, which I didn't watch any of. So,
that. But the Clone Wars take place before this.
I know. But so, it might reveal why there.
I wish they would have just invested a little more time in flushing it out instead of, I need to get a part to repair IG-88 so he could watch my back when I go to Mandalore. Fuck it, I'm going to take this broken droid and head over there anyway. All by myself.
You might be assuming thing, though, because I know IG-88 did have weapons and stuff, but he also had sensors. And I think that was probably the more important part was, you know, going down there and making sure that it was actually breathable.
you would think
but
that they're so flying around in these starships all over the galaxy. Shouldn't your vehicle have a sensor on it to tell you whether or not the atmosphere outside is breathable?
But you couldn't go inside the cave.
It might not be able to go inside the cave, but...
But you know what? You know what? There's drones. There's these little tiny drones that aren't droids.
It's Star Wars. You're overthinking it.
I agree with you. Really
are. Yeah, but what happened? He dropped off the what is it? What was the AT?
The
Astromech. He drops off the Astromech, gets its ass kicked, he sends it back, and then he doesn't use it the rest of the episode. Like, I thought the whole point was that he was supposed to take the droid with him.
Well, that was when he was taking the other droid, but once he switched to the Astromech, it was basically just for testing the atmosphere. And then, you know, once the atmosphere was tested partway, and oh, everything's fine. Oh, hey, look, there's these creatures that are living here just fine. So I guess the atmosphere is breathable.
Right.
Let me get attacked by everything and its mother.
Yeah. And why on earth would an advanced civilization like the Mandalorians, who obviously must have been on that planet for a pretty long time, tolerate those creatures that were living in the wasteland?
Yep.
They were in the wasteland.
Yeah, right. But they just come and attack. Like, at some point you'd be like, all right, it's time to settle this shit and wipe them out. But whatever.
I think a reason why they went to R5-D4, which it is the same droid from A New Hope. The exact same droid. So, the one that Luke called Red on Tatooine. So, that droid's been around that long. So,
also, don't get me started about the droids again. I do not understand why you would have a droid that is nervous or paranoid or afraid.
Right.
So let's get to the point here. Are they sentient creatures? And if so, they fucking treat them like shit. Or are they
they're
droids?
The new slave class. Yeah.
Now I will say this.
You definitely saw that with like C-3PO.
Right. Without ruining anything, the next episode, you're gonna call into question the New Republic, because I sure did.
Any government, really. But okay.
Right.
No, but the giant dragon thing was like, what was the point of that?
It's the Mythosaur.
Yeah, the Mythosaur. What was the point of the Mythosaur?
That is the creature that the Mandalorians chose. That's the skull.
Right, exactly. What's the point of having it there in the Blessed Waters?
So that the new ruler, I think it's in the prophecy, right? The new ruler,
And
the Mythosaur will rise with the new ruler.
Okay, so you've got Din, who is technically the rightful wielder of the Darksaber, right? Because he defeated Moff Tarkin, Moff Gideon.
Gideon.
Okay. So he's technically the correct user for that, and he can barely hold it, you know, because it starts getting heavy or whatever. But Bo-Katan, who is not the rightful wielder of it,
but was just she was the prior wielder of it. So
prior wielder. But how come it's so easy for her and so difficult for him?
Well, that's a good question. I guess that's what the rest of the series is for, man. You're not going to get all the answers in every episode, but yeah, I mean, I ain't going to tell you. Watch the next episode and you'll know what I'm going to say. So, because I don't want to ruin it, because I personally think it's still good. Is it as good as the first season or even the end of the second season? The end of the second season was phenomenal.
Skywalker shows up.
Yes. We'll see. There's still a lot of good stuff left in it. Now, I will say I did start watching Andor, which I'm still trying to. My problem with Andor is I'm trying to think, why do I care about Cassian? I don't yet, and I'm only an episode or two in, so it's just like, I'm like, why do I care about Cassian? I guess it'll become clear, but you're going to have...
Is you don't.
That's right, but... So... So we'll just keep watching it. I think it's much better than a lot of the other stuff in the Star Wars universe, for sure. Like, I don't know, the movies that just came out finished up.
I couldn't even bring myself to watch the movies, but I'll watch the TV shows.
Yeah. We had snow yesterday.
Yeah, we're supposed to be getting some bad weather tomorrow, potentially.
We only had about a quarter inch, I think. Oh, excuse me.
But yeah, all it really means is that I'm not driving into the office tomorrow. I'm just going to, wait and see. If the weather's better by Friday, I'll drive into work on Friday. But I don't trust the drivers here.
Dallas drivers are not good in snow. Or ice. Or rain.
Or if the wind blows.
Right. Yeah, like, when the community group here, in our area, we had a little bit of snow. I think it was Monday or Tuesday, and people were, driving, 15 miles an hour, and I'm like, you don't have to drive. They're like, well, there might be black ice. I'm like, black ice isn't a problem unless you're turning or you're trying to stop.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't be entirely annoyed with people if they did that here, but they just pretend that the shit's right. Not out there and that they can drive like normal, or that four-wheel drive means that they're immune.
Nope.
Yeah.
Just like the idiot when I was driving to Memphis from. Arkansas, when they had about an inch of snow, and the guy goes zooming past me, and I pass him, and then he goes zooming past me, and I pass him, and then the next time he goes to do it, he starts to speed up, and I start seeing him do 360s across the freeway. I just had to laugh and chuckle. I saw it in my mirror. I'm just cracking up. I'm like, good thing I was by myself, because if I was riding with someone, my wife was riding with me, she would have been like, what the hell are you laughing at? And I'm like, that idiot behind me. Yeah, that was pretty sketchy down there for the Parkinson's. And I left at like 4:30 in the morning or something, so I had more than enough. It was a 3-hour drive normally. And I left early because I didn't want to miss my flight. Beat feet, get there, and I would have made it for the original flight time. Then, of course, my flight was delayed. So,
of course.
Yeah. That's okay. I just hung out in the airport until it was time for my flight to go. That's about the only place I want to be in Memphis. Well, that or a barbecue place. Dan's got a squeaky chair.
Yeah, it does.
Pat, what have you been up to?
Jamming with the band. Still looking for a singer. Tried a couple guys out.
Nobody's really working for you?
What's that?
Nobody's really working for you?
No. No. A lot of mediocre guys, you know. I'm looking for someone decent, you know.
Well, what are you, you know, you're playing what, covers mostly?
Yeah, yeah. It's like classic metal stuff. Priest, Maiden, Ozzy, Sabbath, Metallica. You know, I'm hoping we're ready to freaking play when the weather gets nice, because it's a big thing in the summertime. There's a lot of, like, you know, outdoor festivals. Towns have, like, you know, community days where they have, like, bands playing and stuff. So we'll see.
How many days a week do you practice?
Together? Just once?
Yeah.
Better than none.
You know, we're all pretty good, so once a week is plenty. It's just,
that's cool.
Finding somebody is just good. Fits.
All right. Ooh, I should order some of those cables I need for my Pi Zero W. I think what I might do with it is I might put Occupy on it.
They order cases for your Pi Zero W?
Cables.
Cables.
No, I don't need a case. I got a nice case I just printed out that actually has lugs on it. Like, I could probably get a couple T-nuts and stick it on my printer's frame.
That'd be cool.
Yep. That one came out pretty nice.
And definitely you should run Octoprint on it.
Yeah. Yep. I probably won't send stuff to it remotely much, but what I'm thinking of doing is making it so that I can check on the printer from, well, it's going pretty much in the house. You know, I don't run it unattended for too long, you know, but that way I could check it. And what I might do is get another one of those packs of the Wi-Fi well, I want to say power strips, but they're not power strips. They're just four outlets. One is on all the time, and then the other three are not. Okay. So if I get one of those, then what I could do is if I look on the cam and see it's printing spaghetti. Well, I guess I could stop it with Octoprint too, but either way, yeah, something just so I can make sure I'm not making spaghetti, which can happen. That's kind of why like if I get another printer, which I'm pushing to get another printer to get rid of my my little one, which I don't hardly use anymore, which doesn't have a heated bed or anything modern on it, and get the CR10 smart one. It has all the features. I'm trying to think if it's direct drive or not. I don't think it is, but get that, and then lease that way I don't have to futz around with leveling and all as much as I used to on the CR10 mini. And then that one, I probably every third print I check the level on it just to make sure that it's okay, or if it's I'm starting to have stiction issues, that's the first thing I check is the level, because usually it means it's a little off and it won't stick, so I'm not getting enough squish. But so then that way I'll have two. I have my old 10 mini and the other one.
Dan, you're getting a little loud there.
Mute yourself, sorry. Man. Sounds like you fell off the chair.
No.
Like he was cleaning up something.
No, he was pulling something out. I think I got auto mounting working.
Oh, cool.
So I was just seeing whether. Oh, look at that.
I bet you if you go into a GIMP, it'll probably just automatically see the scanner, and you should be able to scan it direct into GIMP.
I don't know if it works like that.
It might. I don't know. Well, it depends. When you put a negative in, does it scan each individual picture, or does it scan it into one big file?
It puts it in each individual picture.
Okay. All right. It might work that way. I don't know.
Well, let me see. I'm firing up GIMP right now. It is mass storage device.
As long as you can open up, does it do a RAW format?
No, it is.
Okay, just JPEGs. Okay.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, they're JPEGs. I don't think.
If there is an option to do RAW, I would try that and then use something like a Darkroom to edit them so they look nice. Is that way you can fix, like I don't know, part of my wedding pictures, and they're in the album. I think they're in the album. It's either... No, the album we got from a photographer for us, we had the negatives in it, but it had all the pictures in it. But then we also bought, you know, because it was the 90s, those disposable cameras that were all the rage back then, and put those on the tables and let people take their own pictures. You know, we got them all, but it was nice to have that kind of a perspective. And I have those too. Like, I got... What's funny is all the kids are in it are either grown, and some are married and had children already. Because I've been married for 25, soon to be 26 years.
So this device doesn't operate like a scanner.
Okay.
It's just
mass storage.
Yeah, it's just mass storage.
Okay. That's all right. That works fine.
Yeah, no,
in fact, that probably makes it easier working on Linux, because up to you, some of the negative scanners that do operate as a normal scanner probably are a little sketch on Linux. But, like, I remember when I first started toying with Linux, I had a Mustek flatbed. I never could get that to work under Linux, not once. Granted, it was a different time, so...
You know what I do have to figure out is it's been so long since I've mucked around with image editing and stuff. I forget what I have to, like, how to make things, like, do touch-ups and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yep. I can do them.
It's been a while.
All right. Like,
I'm like, what do I...
But each editing program's a little different. Like, I use Lightroom on Windows, and that definitely has its own way of doing things than Darktable. Darktable, you know, if you buy a newer camera and you're shooting RAW, then a lot of times Darktable may not be able to read them right. You know, which is what I actually ran into that with both cameras that I have now. that can shoot RAW, my Nikon, which I still have, and my Sony, and they both work fine in it now, but then they're both older cameras now, so. But as far as scanning, you know, you're probably the things I would start with is white balance the photos, make sure that they're white is white, black is black, so on and so forth. Hi, kitty.
Oh, he's here to say hi.
Mike, my new cat, Duke, he's starting to get real friendly. He'll come up, like, upstairs, and I'll look at him. He's walking towards me. I'll go, and he comes right to my hand and wants his pets. He gets his pets. He doesn't hop up in your lap yet, which that's kind of what I hope he happens, but... Since I rearranged the office, I have the bookshelf I used to have where the desk is the new desk is right beside me. So I'll stick this laptop up on top of there, and he wants to sit on top of it because it's nice and warm. I don't let him though, but he'll come up here and he'll rub against my leg, and that's usually his message to me that he wants some pets. He's a good cat. And when the sun starts to shine through my window in the afternoon, evening, and it catches my my watch, the little reflection onto the wall, he'll chase the hell out of that. Yeah, he's still very much a kitten. Very much a kitten. Even though he's almost 2 years old. Keeps trying to sneak into our garage. I don't know why he'd want to go out there.
Maybe there's some good food out there.
Somewhere he hasn't explored.
Is it? Well, his food bin is out there, so. So we keep the bag of food in that we pour out into the bin out there. Then we'll fill up his feeder out here. I need to get one of those mechanical feeders that uncover one spot a day because he's getting a little fat.
A little porker?
Yep.
Well, my cat's the same way. And there's two cats. The older one kind of eats when it can, but...
Right.
The problem's gotten to be that the kitten, who's also about two, I guess, will eat and eat and eat now, and
uh-huh.
Keeps eating until he throws up.
I don't know if they're available here, Dan, but I just saw something on Facebook. They're making Burger King Flame Grill Whopper Doritos. Reminds me of the cheeseburger ones we tried a few years ago.
I was gonna say, what's the difference?
Yeah, right. well. Okay, did they put the cheese flavoring on too, or did they make it a regular Whopper? Speaking of Duke, he's sitting right beside me on that shelf, just as I was talking about him. Hi. He's like, what are you touching me for, human? He likes to hang out with me up here. My old cat never came upstairs. The only time he came upstairs, he came up right after we first moved in and didn't have furniture, and he pooped up here. I'm like, you bad kitty.
Told you.
Yep. Duke will only do it if he's not happy with the state of his box. Then he'll pee.
Yeah, that's what our younger cat will do. If he doesn't like the state that the litter box is in, he will find somewhere annoying and pee.
It's usually not too far away from the box, so it's not that bad. And he's fixed, so he's not going to spray things like some of our other cats did. He's a good boy. Yes, I'm talking about you. It's almost 10 o'clock.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, missed scale again. It was last weekend.
Didn't you have tickets and everything?
No. It's in Pasadena, man. I'd like to go, but it's like all the way up in Pasadena, and it's like, you know. And I hate L.A., so. I have been there, so. The traffic is just. You know, if you think traffic in Dallas is bad, try L.A.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, I know.
There are enough psychopaths around.
The only thing is I can't get a good torta out here. That's a sandwich.
A good what?
It's a torta. What?
It's a sandwich. Torta. Yes. A delicious sandwich with Mexican flavored meat on it. And jalapenos and whatever the hell else you want on it. Maybe a little guacamole. Mmm.
Is it a sandwich?
Yes. Well, okay. There might be some Spanish folks that call a torta, I think, a cake, maybe. But it's typically a sandwich. Like, if you Google torta, T-O-R-T-A, in fact, it just says that exactly. For many Spanish speakers, a torta is a cake. However, in Mexico, a torta is a very popular type of sandwich, and it's made its way north of the border to the United States. It is delicious. Very torta delicious. Yep.
If Taco Bell sold the torta, it would just be a hard shell thing.
Like probably. A tostada.
All right, let me check this out. T-O-R-T-A, right?
They're delicious.
Oh, okay, here we go. All right.
As mentioned above, can be filled with just about anything. Simplest tortas can include a slice of ham or even some sliced avocado. One of the most popular type of tortas, however, features milanesa, a breaded fried steak or chicken cutlet. Richness of fried meat is a perfect vehicle for a myriad of garnishes that are typically added, like lettuce, tomato, onion, stuff like that. Carne asada is what I had when I was there. Carne asada torta.
You got yourself carne asa.
Yeah. It's like I went to the wing place with my father-in-law and my brother-in-law's. And I think only two of us got wings. The rest got sandwiches or salads. I'm like, you're at a wing place, man.
Where'd you go for wings?
And I didn't get hot ones. I got garlic barbecue ones.
They got the boneless nuggets. That's what it was.
That's actually exactly what I got. Because I don't want to mess with the bones necessarily. Oh, especially when I'm going to go watch a movie.
Love the bones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I tell you, I did try. Sam's Club has a hot ones like challenge bag. You know, it's got a bag of chicken, nuggets or boneless wings, whatever you want to call them. All right, and three other sauces. The classic. I think I talked about this or not. But the classic, the Las Calientes Roja, and the one with the Apollo pepper in it, which is their hottest one. And the Apollo one is a little bit hot. I don't think I want to have that one anymore.
It burned your little tongue?
In my ass. The next morning, man. Woo! But yeah. Yeah. Well, give it a try if you see them. I've seen smaller bags at the grocery store with just one of the sauces in it. So try them. If you want to figure out, do I want to spend what they want on heatthis.com for a bottle of their sauce, try it that way first.
Hello?
That's what I would
try. There's our takedown.
Somebody called you. Yeah. Oh, sounds like his wife. Well, when you come back, Dan, you can play us out. But yeah, it's a good way to try those sauces.
Sorry, that was my whole bottle. That was Paige trying to find.
Oh, it was
my wife.
Oh,
who's up in bed? Who's not answering her phone?
Of course.
No, she probably has a ringer turned off.
Because
she tends to forget to turn it back on when she's at work. Oh, I guess we gotta
wrap us up, man.
Yeah. All right. Yep. All right. So here we go. Let's see if it'll play without a problem this time. Like the audio didn't get screwed up. But here we go. Thank you very much. We'll see you in a week.
See you guys.
I am short.
Oh my God! It's Hacker
Public Radio.
Hacker Public Radio is a daily podcast by the hacker community for the hacker community. If you're interested in technology, creative thinking, hacking, Linux, or any kind of computer, that kind of stuff, you should listen to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.com.
Hello, my name is Matt, and I've started a new podcast called LibreQuest. I talk about Linux and general technical topics. To get the show, visit LibreQuest.org.
So we can paint anything we want?
Anything at all.
How about if I paint your fine ass? Yeah, with my tongue brush. Shut up. Just shut up.
Daddy has a gun!
It's over.
Well, you were making egg foo young in the kitchen. I was in the dining room having sushi.
So your wife, is she going for like a master's degree?
Yeah, she's getting a master's in English as a second language.
Oh, nice.
So it's an education with a focus on English as a second language. Ah, somebody's got it. There we go. Oh, yeah, yeah. Somebody's got a lot to say tonight.
Yes, he does. Don't bite me, Duke.
He's going to start clawing at my feet soon, probably. Well, he needs some attention. Usually I kick him outside by now.
Oh, so they go in and out. Your kitties do.
Oh yeah, he's this guy likes to hang out outside all the time. Tomorrow is his birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, kitty!
Yeah, we share the same birthday.
Happy birthday!
Oh, it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Dad! Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's.
I'll be April 4th. I think Isn't Alan the third?
No, I thought Alan was the first.
Okay, I think you're right. I know we're really close. He's just up here, just looking at me. If I reach my hand over and scratch his belly, he's like, bats at my hand. I think he wants to play. He's not a chatty cat, unlike all my other cats. The only time he'll meow at you is if you pick him up and he'll go, meow. But I'm like, you know, he's not one for being held. He will let me hold him for a little bit usually, though. And he's easy to get hold of because he's usually slow unless he gets into a gallop, and then he's pretty fast. He actually gallops almost like a horse when he runs.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of funny. Yeah. But now he's got his head poking through the curtains, looking out the window from his chair. Maybe I should just get you one of these for downstairs and you can sit on it, huh?
Time you going to the gym?
I have my alarm set for 5:30, and I'm usually up before the third snooze. So I usually get there between 6 and 6:30.
How busy has it been?
Actually, pretty busy. I'm kind of impressed. Because we're in what, March, almost April, and you know we're midway through March, and it's like still pretty packed at that time of day. Sunday, because I had had this thing with my father-in-law and my brother-in-laws. I went before church at 7 a.m, and it was dead Sunday. Yeah, there was people in there, but just like 3 or 4 guys, and that's about it. No women. But man, and the key for me, especially since they don't have the other one, had this art trainer, and they don't have that. The only thing they have is ellipticals, bicycles, and treadmills. I don't like the bike. treadmill is probably the one I'm on all the time. So
you I'll use bring my iPad.
Sometimes it depends. Depends on how I'm feeling. My dinner was good. I had one of the BK melts today.
And no gag reflex. Right side.
No.
Look at that. Joe's talking about deep throating the mic, and then Joel goes right into dinner.
Burger King. I had to fix my fridge this week, too. I was opening up the drawer, but it had, like, all my salad fixings in the fridge, and I noticed that the rail was flopping after I pulled the drawer. I'm like, the drawer was opening weird, so I ordered the part, and it came today, and I fixed it. $50, though, man, for a piece of plastic.
No shit, man. Could you
3D print?
Go ahead.
Could I 3D print it? No, it was too big.
What I was gonna say is the shelves on the door are just like little plastic inserts,
mm-hmm.
and my kids destroyed them.
Mm-hmm.
And now I want to replace them. Fucking $80 for 3 of them.
But
damn.
I know that those are you're talking about those long brackets that go around the front.
Actually, no, they came with 3 of them.
They're
half
thing.
The width of about half the width of the door, and they're just like little they're almost like extended cup holders. They're the width of like 3 or 4 cup holders, and yeah. But
sounds like, you know, the use for a 3D printer. Even if you got to print it in sections, you're still not spending $80.
Yeah, well, this is the way this goes on is like most of my shelves are that borosilicate glass, okay, in my new fridge. And the way it goes on is this rail that the drawer goes into slides on the bottom of that shelf. So, and then there's a little peg where that drawer goes, and you take the plastic part and you kind of
I don't put out as put regularly
it on that peg. Put it on that peg, and that makes it real solid. And I think what happened is when the wife cleaned the fridge and took that drawer apart, when she put it back in, I don't think it hit the peg. Because if it's on the peg, it's nice and solid and strong and all that. So, and then that and putting too much shit in my in that drawer too in the fridge. At least we don't put pop in it. So.
I think the rails and a bunch of the drawers in my freezer.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna stress it.
Yeah. Yep. But yeah, I've been eating like salads or wraps for lunch pretty much every day.
That to go along with, you know, your McDonald's dinner, it makes for a balanced diet.
Burger King.
Oh, Burger King dinner. Makes for a balanced diet.
They had... Well, it's just one of those days where it's like I could have cooked something, but my phone was going off so fucking much. It's like, no. And most of them were false. It's like the if the synthetic test was just a little bit slow, it would page you. You know, because it couldn't complete properly. All right. So, you know, it's like all you got to do is go in there and mash the test button several times and it clears up. You know, it's not actually broken. If it was an actual human, you would have just waited the extra couple seconds and been fine, you know.
But automated alerts are automated alerts.
Yeah, they suck. I did kind of fix one where I basically said, hey, try it again. If it happens within this time frame, and then if it works fine, don't page me, you know, or something like that. You know, I'm greatly simplifying it, but but those things we don't have to, you know, they don't require us to put because that's just data, you know, and we only screw ourselves if we get a page, so. But it went okay, and unfortunately found out, well, so, if my dad's right, my uncle died.
Oh,
so,
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, he's the kind of uncle, like, everyone's got one. You got an uncle or family member that you haven't seen in 25 years. That's this guy, so.
It was most of my family for the longest time. Still kind of is with... I'll see my cousins at, like, funerals and stuff, but that's a...
Right. I haven't actually heard from my cousin who is... A cousin's wife, I should say, because my cousin's not on Facebook. But I haven't heard from her, so I might send a message and just to validate what my dad said, because my dad can be wrong sometimes. I talked to her yesterday, and I said if he's still kicking by the weekend, I'm planning on driving out Saturday, you know, do a day trip. It's 8 hours of driving total, but I figure if I stay a few hours, visit with him, say goodbye and stuff like that, go visit a couple places. And, you know, really, he's the last person that lives in that area that I even care about. It's like everyone else has moved from there. So, but, maybe take some pictures around town of places that I used to go. Yeah, I lived there from Vandergrift, Pennsylvania, which is very close to Pittsburgh, but it's very small. When I was there, it was probably about 10,000 people there total. Now there's probably about 5,000. Used to be a little steel town. in the Pittsburgh area. So, and I'm sure the steel plant's gone, but, or not very well used, I should say. But, so I was there from pretty much birth until fourth grade. That's when we moved to Ohio for the first time. And then to Westlake, and then to Pennsylvania again, and then somewhere else in Pennsylvania. We stayed pretty much Pennsylvania or Ohio. Ooh. Ubuntu Lunar Lobster coming out next month.
I should hope so. All right, let's get the show started.
Yeah, let's do it.
Fucking around with this. It's a pain in my ass. I'm not happy. And I should be happy, Joel.
Don't worry. Be happy.
All right.